time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
If you were Raven, what would you do in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I don't understand how you get yourself into these situations.
You know, I try and be a relatively patient guy when I can, out there in the public. When I'm working with you, that's something different, Anna. Mm-hmm. So I go to the grocery store the other day with my wife. We're putting together a nice meal. She's making sauce this week, all right? That's a big thing in the house. So we go to this local grocery store, and they have a great bakery. I enjoy their bakery, but there's a problem with the bakery, Anna.
What?
Even though the bagels and the bread is fantastic, there's always, it seems, only one person in that department, and they always hide in the corner of the department. I'm talking like busy store hours when people are clearly standing there at the counter waiting to talk to this person and ask them about something. They're always buried in a clipboard.
Well, that's, I feel, universal. It's like any department where you need something, whether it be the bakery or the butcher or something, there's only one person always working, and then you have to stand there awkwardly until they finally acknowledge you.
So this is what happens the other day. We're going in for a garlic loaf, right? You know, one of those ones in the foil bag that you're going to bake yourself or whatever. Pretty standard fare for most grocery stores. And they're out of them. So we wait 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes because, of course, this person is looking at their clipboard in the corner of the bakery. They're literally hidden in the furthest corner of it. We say, excuse me, after 5, 6 minutes, because clearly they're not going to come over on their own.
Oh, something on that clipboard is very important.
Right. We ask about garlic bread. She looks, without saying a word, she comes out from behind the counter, looks all over the place, can't find it, grabs some regular loaves and said, I'll make you one. Oh, how nice of her.
That was nice.
Do you have some other items to get? Yes. Go ahead and do those. When you come back, I'll have it ready for you.
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't it weird when they tell you, like, to come back and you're not really sure how long you have to wander around the grocery
right,
store for?
Right. Like, only if you need one or two things, you're like, oh, God, now I'm stuck here.
15 minutes. I got to kill 15 minutes.
It was exactly like that.
Okay.
So we go off. We do some other shopping, right? We come back. And now there's another woman standing at the bakery counter. And guess what? The baker is back in the corner looking at the clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
The loaves that she cut open to make the garlic bread, we can see them. They're sitting on the counter over by us by the counter. But she's not paying any attention to those. She's back in the clipboard.
Did she smear the garlic butter and the stuff on the bread yet?
No. The bread is clean. It's
okay.
Just cut.
Okay.
So this poor woman who looks like she's been standing there 10 minutes with an anxious look on her face is looking at us now like, do something. Help me. I'm drowning in this ocean.
Right.
So after 5 minutes again, we try and be patient. My wife says, excuse me. The woman comes back over. This lady was here first. Please take care of her. She takes care of that woman, gets her what she need. And then she looks at my wife and goes, can I help you? Same person.
She didn't recognize you.
Same person. It's been 10, 12 minutes, I swear.
Well, sometimes with the masks, it's hard
okay.
to tell.
Okay. Yes, hi. Yeah, we were here for the garlic bread again. Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, a customer called me away. Yeah, we know. We were standing here,
mm-hmm.
and you were ignoring her.
Right.
So, okay, she goes and she gets the tub of the garlic butter and all that
the
stuff.
The smear.
Right. She's wearing gloves, okay, that she was wearing while she's working on the clipboard, also eating a little bit of a snack, some potato chips, it looks like.
Oh.
She moves the baking rack, this big metal rolling rack, in and out of the oven. She's touching a lot of stuff, and then she pops the top off of the butter mixture, sticks her hand in there all the way.
With the glove.
Yes.
Okay.
And then starts to spread it all over the bread. This is clearly disgusting. This is clearly not the safest way to do that. What do we say? Because this person may be in the middle of some sort of episode.
So now you're faced. Do you voice up and say something? Do you take the bread? Do you reject the bread? What do you do at this point when she has basically taken her dirty clipboard hands and smeared the smeared garlic butter all over the bread.
That's going in my mouth, man. That's gross.
If you were in this situation, what would you do? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. You'll find out what he actually did coming up next with Hannah and Raven. If you were Raven, what would you do in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. A trip to the grocery store to pick up some delicious garlic bread. And then what happened, Raven?
Well, we're standing there. We're at the bakery. It takes 10 minutes to get the person's attention that's behind the counter there. There's no garlic bread made. She nicely offers to make us some garlic bread. Take a walk, go do your shopping, and come back. 10 minutes later, we come back. The woman seemingly has forgotten all about us, but the bread is still there cut. She takes her gloved hands that were watching her touch all these things, clipboard, metal racks, all these things, throws it right into the garlic mixture and starts spreading it right on the loaf. My wife says, no!
What would you do in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
So it's so funny that this is the situation you're dealing with. My husband has been in this situation more than once, and he's a massive germaphobe. He basically yells at the person and says, change your glove and then touch a new one. I don't want that one anymore. You contaminated it.
Anna and Raven, what would you have done in this situation?
Oh, I would have went and talked to a manager. I used to work in a bakery, and there's no way that someone should be doing that. So disgusting.
Yeah.
See, she would have went over her head.
Right. That's next level.
Yeah.
It's next level right there. You're going up the chain of command.
No, you would have to. You know, because a person like that's not going to get it until she hears it from her manager. And something like that should be reported, especially now with COVID. There's no way that should be happening.
Take this instance out of the equation here. Here's the problem. I don't know if I could ever get garlic bread there again now. That's the thing that worries me going ahead.
Anna and Raven, what would you have done?
In that situation, I probably wouldn't have said anything right about that. It's disgusting that what's happening. I mean, her not doing her job, her ignoring people. There's a good thing about that. That bread is going to go in the oven at 400 degrees for 8 minutes. Nothing is going to live a bacteria. So if you want your bread, you just take it. However, you have to be really careful with this kind of service when you go to deli, when you take raw food. So the whole thing is obnoxious, but if I just want that bread because it's a good thing, the bread is going to go in the oven and anything that is lived off that surface is going to die.
Yes.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Well,
I'm
not
sure I'm buying that.
Well,
all right?
I like her thought process.
Sometimes you get the cheese in the bread and the cheese doesn't even melt all the way. So
yeah.
How is that cooking off anything that might be in there?
No, I agree with her. If you're going to cook it and then it's fine, it'll do it. But if you're going to like touch a piece of my salami, then maybe be questionable. Now, I have to be honest with you. After listening to all those callers that called in,
yeah,
I would not have done any of that. I would have been quiet. I would have smiled. I would have said thank you. I would have bought the garlic bread. I would have went home. And the truth of the matter is I'm not that big of a germaphobe. I'm actually not a germaphobe.
So you would have licked it. You would have licked that lady's glove. You would have been sensually eating that disgusting gloved garlic bread.
I would have put it in the oven and I had the same thought process as hers. Like, yeah, the heat is going to kill it. We can move on. But the question is, what did you do?
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't do that at all. My wife said no immediately. She didn't actually even paraphrase or explain what the statement no meant. When the lady grabbed the glove, reached into the garlic butter and started spreading on the bread, she simply said no. And the woman looked up and she said, you know what? Could you please change your gloves and use a knife? And the woman was so mad, huffed and puffed, took off her gloves, used a knife, handed us the bread after it was done, after wrapping it, putting the tag on it, and said, I change my gloves every 5 minutes. To which my wife replied, no, you don't. I was standing there for 10.
So the truth of the matter is, it's not actually what you did. It's you hid behind your wife, Alicia, and let her make the shots.
Have you met my wife?
Right.
That's what I always do.
I actually should have put my money on that happening.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for Shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.